From a certain point of view, I feel like the piano was a vehicle for my musicality until I could get a harp.
You're listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Today we are talking with Barbara Bailey Bradley, who is a lever harpist, composer, arranger, pianist, and teacher living in the Washington, D.C. area. She works with the Washington Area Folk Harp Society and is producer of their annual concert series. She is treasurer of the International Society of Folk Harpers and Craftsmen. Many of her compositions and arrangements can be heard on her Harpfelt CD. Barbara, tell us about your musical background.
My personal background in music started when I was 5 years old and I had piano lessons. I had the same teacher until I went to university. I didn't actually start harp until I went to graduate school. And I never really got a degree in harp, but I studied during graduate school, then went on to teach piano and now also harp. I couldn't play harp as a child. We didn't have that much money. There were no harps where I came from. You saw a harp in the orchestra. But I'd like that to change so that people could have, like they used to have a piano in every house, we could have a harp in every house.
You are listening to Sonata by Atwood, arranged by Barbara Bailey Bradley.
CD is titled Harpfelt. It's a combination of arrangements. Everything on it is my own arrangement. One of my favorites on this CD is The Lakes of Pontchartrain, which in some ways is one of my trademark pieces. I just love it. I had heard Pamela Bruner sing it at the first Somerset Folk Harp Festival that I ever attended. Then I heard her sing The Lakes of Pontchartrain, and I love this song. Before I really came back to the harp, I saw no reason to compose because there was plenty of piano music around. So I began to arrange other tunes. I have one book of original trios, totally original trios, called Vignettes, which took place one summer as I was taking the public transportation in the D.C. area. A lot of time was spent on the metro, and I would get a tune in my head and frantically write it down and then think about the tune, and it would evolve into a trio.
Listening to Tango for Judy, written by Barbara Bailey Bradley.
One of my other favorites on the CD is the Chester Variations. So on my honeymoon, I heard this Chester. Didn't know what it was. Learned later it was this hymn from early United States. And decided to write a set of variations to the tune because I, again, the Heartland Harps, I was purchasing a larger one and decided to name it Chester before I saw it. And sort of wrote it, it sounds a little corny, but I wrote it sort of in honor of the new harp. I had heard the Cherry Tree Carol as a child, just thought this, the tune was so beautiful. But I decided, well, I'll write a set of variations. And I had, of course, as my ideal, the Beethoven 32 C minor piano variations. I unfortunately could only figure out 10 different things. Of course, on a lever harp, there are limitations that there aren't on a piano, so I can console myself in that. Washington Area Folk Harp Society is a group of non-pedal harpists, because they play all kinds of small harps, who got together originally to play tunes together once or twice a month, and gradually it evolved into a society of the International Society of Folk Harpers and Craftsmen. Asked about the annual concert itself, but I believe that some person or someone that they knew had some catastrophic thing happen to them. So they decided, why don't we do a concert and raise some money to help these people? So they put together a concert and probably had the first of the finale ensemble pieces where they all could play together. It's been now going, I think, 20 years. The only constant in the concert is that we always have the finale ensemble at the end, where any member of the group or their students can play. It's a very nice way to try to introduce the harp to as many people in the community as that you can find, and we get a bigger audience each year, which is kind of nice.
You are listening to Shaker Tune, performed and arranged by Barbara Bailey Bradley.
There's another cut on the CD called Nostalgia, which came to me as I was downtown in DC getting a bus to go to the school where I teach. And I remembered something I'd heard years before concerning historic buildings. If you want to see history, look up, because they haven't changed the upper floors. And that led me to be thinking of family and friends, of past times, and then nostalgia came out.
Listening to Harp Talk. I'm your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. This program is supported by a grant from the American Harp Society and produced by the New Orleans Chapter.